This is ARRL Audio News, your weekly summary of news highlights from the world of amateur radio. If you retransmit audio news through a repeater, listen for the Morse code K character, followed by 4 seconds of silence. That's your cue to stop transmitting so that your repeater timer can reset.
I'm John Ross, KD8IDJ, and this is the ARRL Audio News for Friday, March 7th, 2025. Registration is open for HAMSI's 8th Annual Workshop, March 14th through the 15th, 2025, at the New Jersey Institute of Technology, NJIT, in Newark, New Jersey. Ham Radio Science Citizen Investigation, HAMSI, serves as a means for fostering collaboration between professional researchers and amateur radio operators. The theme of the two-day workshop, HAMSI's Big Year, celebrates the community's achievements, including the festivals of eclipse ionospheric science during the 2023 annular and the 2024 total solar eclipses. Attendees will have an opportunity to review findings from these and other projects, including the HAMSI Personal Weather Station, radio wave propagation, modeling, data management, and visualization techniques, the applicability of HAMSI's research to amateur radio operations, and the continuing relationship between professional and citizen science. The keynote speaker is Bob Interbitson, NQ1R, the Director of Marketing and Innovation for ARRL. Interbitson will share his vision for a more active and engaged amateur radio service, exploring how the ham radio community can inspire others to develop a deeper understanding for wireless communications. He'll also demonstrate how amateur radio service will serve as a sandbox for introducing the public to the world of radio while nurturing the next generation of innovators in radio science and technology. The full program and agenda can be found on the HAMSI website. Registration in advance is required, and the deadline is Monday, March 10th at 12 p.m. Eastern Time. There will not be any opportunity for on-site registration. For those unable to attend in person, a Zoom link will be provided. Full details on conference registration can be found at hamsi.org/hamsi2025. Amateur radio clubs are gearing up for ARRL's Ham Radio Open House, and yours can too. The momentum is building for ARRL's Ham Radio Open House, an amateur radio event for clubs to put their most technological foot forward and to show the public the true modern state of amateur radio. The events are to be held in April across the United States, on or close to World Amateur Radio Day on April 18th. This year's award commemorates 100 years of International Amateur Radio Union, IARU. The goal for participation is 50 clubs in 50 states, but the more the merrier. ARRL is working with Ham Radio Science Citizen Investigation, HAMSI, and SciStarter to promote the event as part of April being Citizen Science Month. We've had a lot of clubs express interest and a commitment to be part of Ham Radio Open House, and ARRL Public Relations and Outreach Manager Sierra Harrop, W5DX. Thanks to some great volunteer outreach efforts, clubs are seeing the value of showing off the true current state of amateur radio, she said. Many other clubs in overlapping hobbies are being engaged. Several astronomy clubs have agreed to be a partner with local ham radio clubs to co-host the event. A public information training workshop will be held for ARRL public information coordinators, public information officers, section managers, club leaders, and others with an interest in hosting and promoting an ARRL ham radio open house. The live interactive webinar is scheduled to be held Wednesday, March 19th, 2025 at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time, 5:30 p.m. Pacific. Look for a registration link next week at ARRL.org. For more information, you can find it at www.arrl.org. A silent key to report this week, Gerald E. Jerry Murphy, K8YUW, passed away on February 25, 2025. He was 88 years old and the founder of the Hurricane WatchNet, HWN. According to a statement released by current HWN manager Bobby Graves, KB5HAV, Murphy, then 28 years old, was stationed at the U.S. Naval Mobile Construction Battalion Center in Davisville, Rhode Island in 1965. During his time off, he handled countless phone patches and messages to and from military-deployed personnel as a member of the Intercontinental Amateur Radio Net, IARN, on 14.320 MHz. But on Labor Day weekend 1965, Hurricane Betsy was moving through the Bahamas, and many people were asking about this storm. There was so much interest in what the storm was doing and that it created a major disruption in the IARN activity, said Graves. Murphy suggested to the then-net manager to move those interested in the storm up 5 megahertz to get them off the net, and the net manager agreed. Marcy Rice, KZ5MM, located in the Canal Zone in Panama, followed Murphy, and together they established the first Hurricane WatchNet on 14.325 megahertz. ARRL Great Lakes Director Scott Yonley, NHSY, has known Murphy for decades. Murphy was a longtime resident of Lakewood, Ohio, and I've known him for almost as long as I've been a ham. He was always a talented guy with a strong military background that made you feel just like you had enlisted in the Marines, said Yonley. But in most cases, he was just looking out for you and amateur radio. The Northeast Ohio Skywarn program was born directly to the work that he did, and as a testament to the devotion that he gave to it, it still shows strongly that in Northwestern Ohio, Skywarn program is still going strong today. Murphy managed the Hurricane Watch Net until February 1988 and continued to serve as assistant net manager until he retired in March of 1991. You can read his full obituary at ARRL.org. ARRL Honorary Vice President Frank Butler, W4RH, celebrated his 100th birthday on March 6, 2025. Butler has been a member of the ARRL for at least 78 years. He served 29 years as the ARRL Southeastern Division Director until his retirement from 50 years of volunteer service as an elected official of ARRL in 2007. He began his elected service at the Western Florida Section Communications Manager in 1957. At the second meeting of the ARRL Board of Directors in July of 2007, Butler was recognized for his generous donation to the newly dedicated Diamond Terrace at ARRL headquarters. The Diamond Terrace includes inscribed bricks and memorials and honors donated by hundreds of radio amateurs and clubs. Butler's donation honors his family and mentors. Butler currently lives in Fort Walton Beach, Florida. He is a member of ARRL Maximum Society and at the Benefactor class and a life member. Happy belated birthday, Frank. International Women's Day will be celebrated March 8, 2025, with the Young Lady YL Parks on the Air POTA Party. The event, to highlight achievements of women in ham radio, is open to all female amateur radio operators and enthusiasts, regardless of POTA experience, and will be active from 0000 Zulu to 2359 Zulu. YL participants may activate any POTA park during the 24-hour event window using any amateur radio frequency within their license class. QSOs can be submitted to hashtag YL POTA Party to share POTA activations and experiences with other participants. For more information, visit International Women's Day YL POTA Party. Registration is open for the next interactive session of ARRL's On the Air Live, which is scheduled for Tuesday, March 25th, 2025 at 8 p.m. Eastern Time in the ARRL Learning Center. It will focus on advanced functions of handheld radios, including getting them on digital modes. On the Air Live is accessed through the ARRL Learning Center at learn.arrl.org. It is a benefit of ARRL membership, and members must be logged into the website to access it for live or archived sessions. And ARRL Contest Program Manager Paul Bork, N1SFE, reports that activity was high for the ARRL International DX Phone Contest that was held March 1st and 2nd. A reminder that the deadline to submit the logs is Sunday, March 9th, 2025. Bruce Page, KK5DO, is here now with this week's AMSAT report. Bruce?
Thanks, John. Back in January 2022, a group of satellites were launched. They were called Tevil. Well, those have since re-entered the atmosphere. However, another group of 9 satellites called Tevil 2 were scheduled to be launched March 4th. We've not heard if they are operational yet. When they are, their FM repeaters all have the same downlink of 436.400 MHz and an uplink of 145.970 MHz. After launch, we need to wait a bit for the satellites to separate so they are not all receiving and transmitting over the same location at the same time. On the same launch is Hades ICM. We mentioned it a few weeks back. The FM uplink is 145.875 MHz and the downlink is 436.666 MHz. No subtone required. These are the same frequencies that will be used for CW, FSK, AX.25, and APRS. Hades R is already operating. Its frequencies are 145.925 MHz up and 436.888 MHz, both FM and, again, no subtone. With these satellites and those already operational, it should allow those desiring to make FM satellite contacts more opportunities. This is Bruce Page, KK5DO. Back to you, John.
And thanks, Bruce, for that report. In radio sport this week, many great contests. March 8th through the 16th, the Novice Rig Roundup, that is CW. March 8th and 9th, the SARL VHF UHF FM contest, that is phone. And the SARL Field Day contest, CW phone and digital. March 8th and 9th, the RSGB Commonwealth BERU contest, CW. The EAPK S63 contest, that's digital. The South American 10-meter contest, CW and phone. And on March 8th and 9th, the Dig QSO Party, SSB phone. And on March 8th as well, the AGCWQRP contest, that is CW. March 8th and 9th again, the Stu Perry Top Band Challenge, CW. And the Oklahoma QSO Party, CW phone and digital. And the Tulsa Memorial HFCW contest, that is CW, of course. And March 8th and 9th, the Idaho QSO Party, that's CW phone and digital. And on March 9th, the North American Sprint, RTTY, that is digital. Upcoming section, state, and division conventions, March 7th through the 8th, the Greater Houston Ham Fest hosting the ARRL Texas State Convention. That's in Rosenberg, Texas. March 15th, the 69th Annual St. Patrick's Day Ham Fest hosting the ARRL West Texas Section Convention. That's in Midland, Texas. And on March 29th, the Central Dakota Amateur Radio Club Ham Fest hosting the ARRL North Dakota State Convention. That's in Bismarck, North Dakota. And finally this week, thanks to the Villages Amateur Radio Club in the Villages, Florida, for airing the ARRL audio news on their repeaters. 7-3.
And that concludes ARRL audio news for this week. Our thanks to all contributors to this week's report. ARRL audio news is produced by the American Radio Relay League, the National Association for Amateur Radio. For more information on amateur radio or the ARRL, visit us on the web at arrl.org. You can also find us on Facebook and Twitter by searching for ARRL. If you have a question or comment about ARRL audio news, email us at audionews@arrl.org. This program is copyright ARRL, all rights reserved. 73, and thanks for listening.